Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Monday, the 13th of November 2023. Today's topic is Hold God's Word Fast. Our text today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verses 8 through 13. Verse 8. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me his prisoner. But be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God, who hath saved us, and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. Verse 10. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel, whereunto I am appointed a preacher, and an apostle, and a teacher of the Gentiles, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded, that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Our memory verse today is taken from 2 Timothy chapter 1 verse 13. Hold fast the form of sound words, which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Evangelical Christianity reels as shockwave after shockwave of high-profile Christians declare they are abandoning their faith. Former pastors now proclaim themselves atheists. According to Anchor's Way statistical sheet on moral and spiritual condition of today's culture, 80 to 90% of Christian students lose their faith by the time they graduate from college. According to the same study, 64% of born-again Christians question some aspects of the Word of God. The study was conducted in USA and was published in Christianity Today, August 2010. There are many reasons why people who previously believed the Word of God and express faith in the Lord Jesus Christ eventually waver in their faith. In our text, Paul recognized the afflictions of the gospel and the shame of the testimony of Jesus as possible causes. It is possible that some of those who lost their faith never really had faith to begin with. Some had faith, but the roots were shallow. And when exposed to a crisis and trial, their faith crashed. To hold fast to the Word of God, you must be fully persuaded, and you must keep that good thing which was committed unto you. Quote for the day. You must be fully persuaded. The challenge for today is, will your anchor hold? Prayer. Lord, I believe your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.higheveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.